Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Kusu Chuang. And on the line is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Dodge, good morning. It is now Wednesday, and it's been, three working days since the Friday jobs report from the U.S. 209,000 jobs added, more than expected, but still some lethargy in the U.S. dollar. What's going on? Why isn't the dollar responding?
Good morning, Chuang. Well, there is a lack of inflation, and also there are doubts now about whether the Federal Reserve will raise rates anytime soon. You look at the dollar index, it's still down 7% since January 1st, and it's declined for five straight months. We have Washington gridlock that is putting into doubt the potential tax cuts and infrastructure spending that would really help. The U.S. dollar may rise versus the euro and the Japanese yen, but overall, it still looks to be weakening, and there are two risks to that going forward. One is a change in economic outlook. I don't think there's much of a risk in that area, but the real risk I'm seeing now is a change in the political outlook, and that is beginning to shape up as a potential reason for future strengthening in the U.S. dollar. But for now, there's no reason to foretell what's going to happen. It just has to play out. Right now, we do not see the weakening decreasing, but we will be watching the annual symposium of central bankers that's occurring in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in 2 weeks. That should tell us a little bit more about the perception of those who are making the decisions.
What would it mean for the market if a third rate hike does not occur in December, Dodge?
Actually, in terms of the market, it would be more positive if it occurred because it is what is expected. And so if it doesn't occur, it means that the unexpected is happening. There are surprises. Market does not like surprises. And in particular, the surprises that could occur could be rather significant. Also, we have a market that's been going up for quite a while. It's looking for a pullback, and so this would add to the reason and for a pullback and a further pullback and perhaps a more serious one. That is what the risk is.
Well, we've had the U.S. stock market setting fresh records every day for the last 10 days straight, Dodge, albeit on shallow gains, though. What's your view of this ongoing rally, and why do you think the news flow seems to be so muted on this front, at least when such records are being set?
Oh, Chuang, there is less than meets the eye. Yes, the Dow advanced last week 260 points in 1 week alone. Yes. But at the same time, the Russell 2000 was down 17 points. The NASDAQ composite was down 23 points. We're seeing a change in the strategy now. We're beginning to see use rallies to sell into as opposed to buy pullbacks. We suspect, you take a look at what happened in the U.S. markets yesterday. We reached a new intraday high with both the Dow Jones Industrial and the S&P 500, and then they reversed course. And only a last-minute rebound saved each from closing at the lows of the session. You look at volume. The down volume yesterday was 66% of the total up and down volume. Brett's was nearly 2-to-1 negative. So now we're beginning to see a narrowing of the participants. There have been a lot of stocks, and now they're becoming more famous, like GE. We've all heard of General Electric, Harley-Davidson, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory, SeaWorld Entertainment. By the way, my daughters will tell you the reason why SeaWorld Entertainment is going down is because we decided not to go there this year. So revenues are going to be down dramatically. But there's more than just a couple stocks now, and those that are participating on the downside are beginning to increase. And so we're going to be watching for follow-up selling tomorrow in our market especially if there's a rise in the volume, that would likely increase the risk of further near-term losses. And that's why the press is picking up less than 100% enthusiasm for what's going on with the Dow.
Dodge, your daughter's notwithstanding, there seems to be a cautionary tale to your remarks this morning, but the data from America seems to support the rise in corporate earnings, whether it's data from the jobs report, whether it's on inflation maybe, or just economic growth. And corporate earnings seem to be recovering, but you seem to be quite cautionary, Dodge. Is that an accurate interpretation?
Well, you know, Chuang, I agree with the economics, with the facts, the fundamentals are improving, yes. Particularly, what I like is the jobs data that's coming out from U.S. small businesses. Business owners have signaled optimism in their ability to expand, partly due to a pickup in the consumer spending. It follows solid hiring activity last month. The share of U.S. small business owners with plans to add payrolls in July exceeded those planning to cut jobs by 19%. That's 4% better than June, and the strongest reading since December. So I agree on the fundamentals, but there is a big difference between the fundamentals of a company and the economy and the stock of the companies. And the stock of the companies will not necessarily mirror the increase in the economics and the fundamentals. We've had a very strong market. It's been based on low interest rates. That's been very positive. But we're at that point where low interest rates should start to grow, should start to increase, and if they don't, that's going to be reflected as bad news for the market. So we're watching very carefully, and we're going to let the market tell us what's happening. Right now, there's a question in the market as to whether there will be a follow-through to the upside, and we don't have to answer that, Chuang. The market will tell us whether there will be, and we will follow the market.
Well, this strength of the market is now a nine-year-long strength, Dodge. It is probably one of the longest rallies in terms of surges since God knows when. The last crisis, the last downturn of a meaningful and significant downturn was in 2008. Are you concerned that as we approach the 10th anniversary of the global financial crisis, that such a collapse might be imminent?
Oh, Chuang, I don't foresee a huge collapse. Pullbacks, yes, the market could use it. It'll be healthy. I think the real risk that I'm feeling right now is that it's not in the economy. It's not in the fundamentals, which can be measured over time and watched and monitored and analyzed. It's more the political risk that is beginning to grow, and not just here in the U.S., but throughout the world in different pockets. That, to me, is a risk. It's hard to foresee what can happen and to plan accordingly. One has to stay on top and to go. There's a lot of sector rotation in the meantime. There are plenty of opportunities. We do not see compelling shorts at this time. We don't see markets being affected by shorting at this point. But I do think that there will be pullback and some of the questions. There will be more questions being asked. And perhaps those questions, Chuang, will be more negative than positive. But we have to wait for the answers.
Dodge, to what extent are there correlations between what Donald Trump, the kind of statements that emanate from Donald Trump and how the market digests this political lethargy? I think most recently, yesterday, fire and fury were the two oft-quoted phrases from the Trump administration in terms of the North Korean Peninsula's possible military overtures.
Yes, this is a political risk that I do see. It's very hard to quantify it or what is going to happen. I think it will have to play out. We don't see people beginning to expect something of a negative impact going forward, but there is a difference between the stock market and geopolitical risk, and what we're talking now about are about geopolitical risk, and they're not just one country. They're affecting different pockets of the world and overall the world and the different relationships that we have. So this is a definite risk. We have to monitor it. We have to stay on our toes, but we do not want to anticipate it until there's greater certainty as to what's going to happen. Right now, there are a lot of words that are going out, and this is part of the political process that we've seen throughout the centuries, and that will continue. It's when it becomes more than just words. That's where we have to start to step in and react.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.